fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver! Hooray!
The town of Beagle Bend had been like most other western communities until J. Dexter Rumsey became judge. Then everything changed. The sheriff and his deputies got busy. Man after man was arrested and hauled into court.
It's the law, and I'm enforcing it. Next case. What have you got there, Sheriff?
Bill Jackson, charged with carrying a concealed weapon.
Jackson, I'm surprised at you.
Now, hold on, Judge. My gun weren't concealed. I wore it plain sight, same as everyone else does.
If anyone else wears a gun from now on, the sheriff will arrest him. It's against the law, number 210, section 3.
I never heard of no such law.
There's a lot of things you never heard of. How do you plead, guilty or not guilty?
But, Judge, I tell
you...
See that,
Bill? Did you tote a gun or not?
Sure I toted one. I've worn it for 5 years.
Then you plead guilty.
But, dagnabbit, I...
Plead any other way after your admission, and it's a lie. That means I can jail you for perjury.
Oh, hang it all. Things was all right till you found that old law book and started out to be judged so you could enforce them. Now it's got so a man can't turn around without busting half a dozen laws.
Guilty or not guilty? You got to plead one or the other.
All right, Your Honor. Which one will let me off the cheapest?
Well, you plead not guilty, and you got to have a jury trial. That means you'll run up no end of expense before you're found guilty.
I don't want no jury trial with lawyers and all such.
Well, then plead guilty, you galoot.
All right, I plead guilty.
$100 or 100 days in jail.
$100?
Pay it or go to jail.
Well, I'll pay it, but doggone it all, it'll take all I got, except $10.
I still have $10, eh? Pay the sheriff and he'll give you a receipt.
Suppose you should feel lucky to get out of here without being robbed of the $10.
Implying you've been robbed, eh? That's contempt of court.
Huh?
$10 fine.
What? Now hold on.
$10 or 10 days. Pay the clerk over there.
Of all
now
the...
Shut up, Bill, before you talk yourself into debt.
Now, Sheriff, is there any more customer... cases?
No more right now, Judge.
Court's adjourned.
Hey, Judge Rumsey.
Step over to my office, Sheriff. Right over here. I want to speak to you.
I want to speak to you, too.
After you, Sheriff. Go right in and sit down. Well, We had a good day, huh, Sheriff?
Well, looky here, Judge Rumsey. We can't go on making the people pay fines like we done today.
Oh, but we can. Let me show you the book of laws and ordinances for Beagle Bend.
Oh, that darned old book you found don't mean nothing. It was drawn up years ago.
But the laws have never been repealed, Sheriff. The fact that they never have been enforced is no reason to let people go on breaking the laws. No, sir, not while I'm the judge.
And working for a percentage of the fines you take in.
You also get a percentage, Sheriff.
Oh, well,
now, between us, we can make a nice piece of money. Look here. Here's a law against hitching a horse on the main street.
Well, I can't arrest a man for that. We got hitch rails all along both sides of the street.
The law's here, and you'll arrest the next man who hitches his horse.
Oh, great day.
Here's another law. Children under 12 must be in their homes by 8 o'clock.
I can't arrest a kid for being out after 8.
You'll arrest the parent. The curfew must be enforced.
Dagnabbit, Judge, them old laws ain't
There's money in them, Sheriff. Money for both of us.
During the next few weeks, the sheriff and the judge were busier than ever.
Hitching the horse on Main Street.
$10 or 10 days.
What? Driving cattle through town.
How many head?
Head.
$2 a head. $20 or 20 days.
You talk, Con Roberts.
Contempt of court. $10 additional.
Smoking in public.
That old boy.
$10.
Building without a permit.
$100.
Then the Lone Ranger and his faithful Indian companion Tonto approached the town of Beagle Bend.
Been some time since we were in this part of the state, Tonto.
That's right.
We'll stop in town for supplies and shove on to the hills.
Kimasabi.
Yes.
Look over there.
Yes, I noticed. It's a good-looking herd. Wonder why the man's driving his cattle over that bad ground.
Oh, me not know.
Seems to be going around the town instead of through it.
Get on there! Get over there, you critters!
Having trouble.
Steer's not like marshland. Want to walk on trail.
He's deliberately driving the herd away from the trail. Maybe he doesn't want to leave hoof marks. Let's find out.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver.
Oh, fella. I can't stop, stranger. I got it. Mast.
You're pushing over bad ground.
Oh, what's that mast mean? You aim to rob me?
By no means.
Don't pick on me, stranger. I got no gun. I got...
Stop worrying. You seem to need some help with that herd.
I need a plenty of help. Critters keep heading to the trail through town.
Why don't you follow the trail instead of going over marshy ground?
Through town? Them old laws. Fact is, it's the laws that keeps me from packing a gun. The laws that are making me sell off my cattle in the first place.
Laws?
You wear that mask into town and you'll get fined all you got, just on general suspicions.
You mean to say there's a law against using the cattle trail?
The law says you can't take cattle through town.
The Bend is a cattle town.
Oh, that don't change the law. I got fined for carrying a gun, then fined for moving cows. Now I gotta sell these critters to pay the fine and go to jail.
That plenty strange law.
There's a mess of laws in Beagle Bend. It was all made years ago by a committee that run the town. Each member of the committee claimed the right to make as many laws as any other member. Can't smoke in public places. Can't talk too loud. Can't do this. Can't do that. Ain't a man alive can memorize all the laws and rules we got.
I see.
Stranger, take my advice and don't go near town with them guns and that mask. The judge will take you for all you got.
What's your name?
Bill Jackson. What's yours? Why do you wear that mask?
Bill, I want to hear more about the laws in Beagle Bend. Tonto and I will help you with the cattle if you'll tell us about them.
I can tell you plenty.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto learned about the laws in Beagle Bend while they helped Bill Jackson move his cattle over the swampy ground. Then, when Bill had gone, they made their plans.
Here's some money, Tonto.
Oh, that's plenty money.
I want it to be known by the people in town that you have quite a bit of cash with you. Spend some of it for food in the cafe. Spend some in the general store.
Me savvy.
And we'll see if the judge and sheriff find cause to arrest you.
And then what Tonto do?
Then when you go to court, the judge will probably give you the choice of paying a fine or going to jail.
Me pay fine?
No, Tonto.
You want Tonto go to jail?
That's right, Kimosabe.
That's not so good.
I'll see that you don't stay there any longer than necessary.
Well, here's the food you wanted, Injun. Now let me see the color of your money.
He got money.
A double eagle.
You got change?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Just a second, Baldy.
What's the matter now, Sheriff?
I've been waiting to see if he'd pay for what he bought with gold. Me see that double eagle.
Well, what matter?
Where'd you get this cash?
Why, it's mine.
You bought some stuff in the store. Paid for that with a gold coin, too.
That right?
You, got any more gold?
Now, Sheriff.
You shut up, Baldy, or I'll haul you in for interfering with the law in the persecution of justice.
You'd do it, too.
I ask you a question, Injun.
Me got plenty cash.
Where's your gun?
Not got gun.
What's that? No gun?
No.
You're too bad, Sheriff.
Where's your horse tied?
Me come into town on foot.
What? You mean to say you got no horse?
No horse in town.
Injun, it's against the law to smoke in public places. Got the bag in your pocket?
Me not smoke.
Hell, what's so funny? What are you laughing at, Baldy?
Who, me, Sheriff? I ain't laughing.
Indian, you heard about this here town?
Me hear plenty about this town.
Well, you just stand right there. Don't you try to sneak away from me. Got to have a look at the judge's book here. Let me see. Laws that pertain to Injuns in particular.
I'll give you a change, Injun, while the sheriff is studying up on his law. There you are.
Here we are.
He got it.
Redskin, didn't you know that it's against the law for Indians to enter this town without first reporting to the sheriff's office?
Me never hear of law like that.
That's no excuse. No, sirree. You're under arrest. Pick up that cash and come along with me. The judge will give you a hearing right away.
Our sheriff has no sense in a law like that. It's downright...
You watch what you say, Baldy. Ain't for you or anyone else to criticize the law. This here ruling was made so as the Redskins couldn't sneak into town and stage a massacre. Now, come along, Injun. You're going to face us out of the judge. There's the law, Judge Rumsey. Read out there as plain as anything.
So I see. Hey, what's your name?
Me, Tonto.
And you came into town and did business at the store and at the cafe without reporting your arrival to the sheriff?
I told you, he never reported to me.
That true?
Not true.
See? Pleads guilty.
Oh, that's bad, Tonto. Very bad. Very serious. I'm afraid I'll have to make an example of you.
Judge, let me tell you something.
Yes?
He's good for about $75.
Well, thank you, Sheriff. That's helpful information. Tonto, I'll deal with your case right now and save you the trouble of awaiting court. The fine is $75.
That's plenty money.
$75 or 75 days in jail.
That's plenty long time.
Well, it's one or the other, Redskin. Now, take your choice.
Of course, you'll not want to go to jail. Just hand the money to the sheriff and he'll give you a receipt.
Me go to jail.
Huh?
What's that?
Me go to jail, not pay fine.
Well, now, see here. Look, that jail ain't comfortable. And besides, my wife has to feed the prisoners, and her cooking is awful. Why, you'd sooner pay the fine, wouldn't you?
Me go to jail.
Well, I might reduce the fine, say, $50. How'd that be?
No.
Of all that darn fool, ain't
me go to jail instead of pay fine.
All right, let him go there, Judge. I vow he'll change his mind after a day or so.
If you do, Tonto, you can pay your fine and go free. Now, take him away, Sheriff, and lock him up.
Come on, Redskin. Maybe you think our jail's better than paying the fine, but you'll find out different. You'll blame soon regret the choice you made.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. Tonto went to jail rather than pay a fine levied by Judge Rumsey. Being the only man in the prison, he was the subject of conversation. Baldy in the cafe found Bill Jackson an interested listener.
Doggone it, Bill. The engine wasn't making trouble for no one. The sheriff most busted a suspender trying to find cause to arrest him.
Yeah, it's getting so's a man don't know if he can breathe without busting a law.
I already been fined twice.
I got it three times.
The trouble is, no one knows what the rules are. If we knew them, we might be able to avoid breaking them.
I tell you, Baldy, something has got to be done.
I don't see how it can be. Not until election comes around.
Even the sheriff thought Judge Rumsey was being downright ornery until he began getting some easy money.
Yep. Shows that the sheriff's as bad as the judge himself.
Just a minute.
Huh?
Well, what are yours be, stranger?
I want to talk to Bill Jackson.
Say, where have I met you? There's something familiar about your voice.
Will you step outside with me, Jackson?
Well,
It's quite important. It deals with a man who's in jail.
Now I know. You help me with McCann.
This way, Bill.
I'll be back in a little while, Baldy.
I'll be here.
I have changed my clothes since you saw me.
You wore a mask.
Replaced by a disguise.
This way you want to talk?
This will do.
You knew that your Indian friend got sent to jail?
Yes, he went there because he wanted to.
Wanted to?
Bill, the judge and sheriff have taken quite a bit of your money.
You're doggone right they have. The ornery
would you, would you like to get it back?
Oh, I don't want to murder no one.
Oh, hardly.
Or knock Rumsey down and take it away from him.
Nothing like that.
How can I get that cash back?
Listen to me, and I'll outline a plan.
The Lone Ranger talked in a low voice for several minutes, then sent Bill Jackson back into the cafe wearing a broad grin. The Lone Ranger then rode to camp, donned his mask and familiar clothes, and rode to the home of a leading citizen named Jack Lambert.
Oh, Silver, ho, ho, should be caught.
Who's there?
Bill Jackson sent me here. I want to see you.
Just a minute. Well, what do you... Man.
Steady, Lambert. I didn't come here to make trouble.
But who...
Bill Jackson gave me your name. You've been fined by Judge Rumsey, haven't you?
I sure have. That ornery
then,
skin print.
You'll be interested in what I have to say.
From Lambert's home, the masked man went to another substantial taxpayer. He found Hank Alden, an interested listener.
Jackson said I could count on you, Alden.
You sure can. You can back on me to the finish. I'm all for your plan.
Then pass the word. Tell everyone you know, and we'll make the judge sorry he ever heard of special laws in Beagle Bend.
The Lone Ranger's plan was spread by word of mouth and received the wholehearted approval of those who heard it. The next day, many of the townspeople who were in on the secret wore a knowing grin as they went about their business. The sheriff noticed the change of manner when Bill Jackson dismounted and came up to the door of the cafe. He noticed other things, too.
Well, I'll be hanged. Hey, you, Jackson.
Howdy, Sheriff.
Stay right where you are. Don't move.
Well, what's the trouble, Sheriff? You look all head up about something.
Head up? Why shouldn't I be? Seems to me you've had less than enough to know the laws around here. You're packing a gun.
Sure I am. I paid the fine for it. Don't that give me the right to carry?
Not by a jugful.
You mean to say you aim to haul me to the judge for doing something I already paid for doing?
You're doggone right. Now you march right over there to the judge's place. Get going and keep the evidence in your holster.
All right, Sheriff. You say so.
You heard me say so.
Seems unfair to me.
I figured that having paid, I should be allowed to wear my hard hat.
Ah, trying to put something over on me and the judge, huh? Well, it won't go.
Can the judge fine me twice for the same offense?
You bet he can. And if you come around with a gun another time, you'll get the same thing.
There's a judge sitting on the porch. Guess he must be just sitting and waiting for someone like me to come along.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Sheriff, what's Jackson doing now?
Look at him, Judge. Look at him, wearing a gun again after all he's been taught.
I say, Jackson, you in trouble again? You sure must like to pay fines.
I sure got a way of getting into trouble, eh, Jerry?
Second offense for the same crime costs more than first.
Yeah. How much is it this time, Judge?
$200 or 200 days.
My sakes, that's high.
Yes, and you've got to pay, even if it calls for putting a mortgage on your property.
$200, 200 days. Well, Sheriff, let's get going.
Huh?
I got no cash. This time I reckon I'll have to go to jail.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Jail, huh? Well, how much cash have you got, Bill?
I'm flat broke.
Oh. If you'll promise to never break the law again, I'll cut the fine down.
Cut her down to 2 cents and I'll still refuse to pay. You hawk-nosed old buzzard.
What's that?
You heard what I called him.
Contempt. It's contempt.
Then throw me in the pokey for an extra 10 days.
Why, you... Sheriff, lock him up. Lock the callous criminal up.
Company for you, Tonto.
Oh, that good?
Hi there, Tonto.
Now, Dad, let it you stay there.
Hey, Sheriff.
What?
Sheriff. Jack Lambert's driving a whole herd of cattle right down the middle of Main Street.
He knows that's against the law.
Jack Lambert, you plead guilty to the charge?
I can't deny I drove my critters through town, Judge. The sheriff saw me, and so did you.
How many head?
About 50.
$100 fine, or 100 days in jail.
Well, Judge, I reckon I'll take the jail.
All right. No, you can't do that. You've got the cash money, plenty of it.
Also, I got a choice, so I'll take the jail.
Now, look, Lambert, the jail's already got two customers.
Good, it'll be nice to have company.
By thunder, what's got into you, Galoots? You lock him up, Sheriff.
Yeah, but my wife's already got two to feed, and she's getting mighty sore about the extra cooker.
Lock him up. Then see who's the owner of that horse over there at the hitch rail.
Sure, I tied my horse to the rail, Judge. What about it?
There's a law against it. The fine is $10 or 10 days.
Give me the 10 days.
No!
There were four men in the small jail, but this was only the beginning. At the regular session of court the next day, the sheriff had a string of lawbreakers before the judge.
Charges creating a disturbance in the cafe.
I plead guilty.
$100 or 100 days?
I'll take jail.
No, oh, but you can't. We're already crowded.
$50.
Give me the 50 days, Judge. I'm joining my pals in the Caribbean.
Oh, but Judge, my wife's already raising hob with so many to cook for.
The single cell of the small jail was crowded, and the overflow packed the room where the sheriff made his office.
Hey, when do we eat?
Now, boys, please.
You've got to feed us. We're hungry.
You can't starve us. Bring us food.
We want more food and better food.
Judge. We know our rights,
boys. Boys, my wife's doing her best.
The law says you've got to feed us, Sheriff.
I know, Jack,
no
but
excuses.
I'm...
We want food, eh, boys?
Boys, listen to me. Why don't you pay your fines and go free? The judge will reduce the fines
and
they
won't... Not on your chin time.
Listen to him, Judge. Just listen to those critters inside that building.
Yeah, how many prisoners are there, Sheriff?
More than 20. I lost count. You gotta do something about it. My wife says she'll beat my brains out with a skillet if I don't do something so she can stop cooking such meals.
I know, Sheriff.
And besides, there's the cost. Cost a pile to feed all those prisoners if they stay out their terms. Or we lose all we made on the fines you took in.
I've considered that, Sheriff. Mm.
Town fund don't allow for feeding prisoners. They gotta be supported by fines. That's a ruling.
Sheriff, I think it's a conspiracy.
Oh, sure it is, but what can we do about
I've
it?
I've been considering the matter.
Well, you gotta do something right today. Maggie steamed up something fierce.
There's just one thing to do, Sheriff. Come inside with me.
All right.
Hi there, Judge.
You coming to join us?
No, no, no. Gents, quiet down a minute. Gents, I've decided that you've all been punished enough. Gonna turn you loose.
Like fun you are.
What's that?
We're here to serve a term, and like decent citizens, we intend to serve it.
That's right.
How about the court?
Now, wait, you local galoots. The judge is setting you free. No fines or nothing.
We won't take it. We aim to serve our terms in full.
No.
And you've got to feed us.
Hungry.
This beast's working.
Judge, they won't leave jail. What'll we do?
I'll have steak for my dinner.
Wait. Boys, please go. We can't afford to feed you.
That's your worry. Hey, look at the masked man.
Mask? Sheriff, he's masked.
By thunder, he's packing two guns, too.
See here, you.
Don't arrest him, Sheriff. Don't do it.
Having trouble, Judge?
You...
Too many laws seem to be as bad as not enough, don't they?
Who are you? What do you want here?
I thought of a way to solve your problem. Why not turn these men loose?
They won't go.
Not while you and the sheriff have money that you took from them in unfair fines.
The law is the law. If we broke it, we got to stay here.
Right. Jackson's right, Judge. But if you declared those old laws obsolete, then these men wouldn't have broken any laws. Then they couldn't be jailed.
Boys, you hear that? Would that work?
Yeah. Well, Judge, hurry up and declare the old laws obsolete or something.
I do so declare.
Just a minute. Wait a minute. There's one more detail. If those old laws are obsolete, then the fines you collected must be returned.
No, but wait a minute. We already spent some of that cash for feeding these prisoners.
Well, that's too bad. You and the judge will have to share the cost, won't you?
Well, I'll do that. I'll pay anything to get rid of these critters. Let me through there, boys. Let me unlock the door.
Well, how about it, Judge?
I'll pay off. Guess I was too ambitious.
You know, you might make a good judge if you'd study the right laws and see that they were enforced.
Well, I'll do my best.
I think that'll be good enough.
Now, there you are. You're free to go.
All right.
Come on, Tonto. The horses are outside.
Me ready. Plenty good to get away from.
This way. We'll be away from it in no time.
Hey, mister. Wait a minute. Me and the boys wanted to show you we appreciate how you helped us.
We'll be around, Bill. If the judge has any more ideas like the last one, we'll be back.
That mask man. Who in the name of goodness is he?
Judge, that there man maybe don't know an awful lot of laws, but he sure knows a plenty about justice.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.